Yo, it's 10:17 a.m. and I am in Washington, D.C. Heading back to New York. We only had shows tonight here. I mean, last night. They were good. It was fun. I thought there was going to be nobody there, but there was people there. So, and they were cool. So, I don't know if anybody that listens to this show was there, but they didn't say hi if they did. Could have said hi. I don't know. I guess, I gotta take a bus back soon. So I guess let's get into the news. And then, get packed up and get out of here. Man, the train's so fucking expensive. It's a lot nicer than the bus, but it's so fucking expensive. So, Greyhound. Baltimore's nobody kill anybody weekend marred by shooting death. Ah, no, Baltimore. I like Baltimore. It's a nice city. Why'd you have to go kill somebody on the no kill weekend? Strategically speaking, if you're gonna kill somebody, probably the smartest time to do it is the no murder weekend. They don't see it coming. And not that I'm pro murder, I'm absolutely not. But oh, jeez, I gotta take care of something. I think the maid's gonna knock on the door. I gotta put the do not disturb. Here, I'm gonna pause this. Okay, I took care of that. I forgot to put the do not disturb on last night. They come so early, you know. But and then they come knocking. It's like fucking Sunday, 10:20, and they're like, "Aren't you up and out?" No. I don't know. Let's see. Barack Obama Day is now a holiday in Illinois. Well, good for, that's fun. They got a holiday for Obama. Let's make it a national holiday. Maybe we can get the current president to make it a national holiday. Or, oh, that's right, he's a fucking dick. He loves the sandwich, he hates Obama. And that's just because Obama fucking way more popular than him. He's not even here. That's a nice thing. I'm in D.C. He's not here. He's off in New Jersey. Okay, no more Trump talk. Fuck that. Okay. Eiffel Tower evacuated by police after man brandishing knife tries to breach security. And then they evacuated over and I guess maybe he, I'm sure they had a good reason to evacuate. I've been in the Eiffel Tower, but I didn't go up it. I got there and it was closed. I was in Paris for a day, and by the time I got to the Eiffel Tower, it was closed. So I was like, I can look at it. It cost a lot of money to go up it too. I think I don't think I even would have went up it if it was open. But you see it, you're like, okay, I get it. Utah father of four deported without warning despite having employee authorization card. Ooh. See what this. So he wasn't supposed to be deported, and then he was. Because I mean. A been in the U.S. for 15 years, had an up-to-date work authorization card. So he shouldn't have been deported, as it looks like. I'm no ICE agent, but it looks like he shouldn't have been deported. Let's get him back here. Can we get him back? I mean, deported him, but just say, oh, come on back. We screwed up. We got a little overzealous. We're just having so much fun deporting parents that sometimes you get some that aren't supposed to be deported. You know how it is. So, yeah, but come on back. Maybe you should do that. That's my, it's an easy solution. U.S. Marine aircraft crashes off Australia. Search and rescue effort underway. Oh. Well, hope they find. Hope everybody's all right. That sucks. I have nothing to say. I don't know. Where are we at here? Okay, I'll do a couple more. I'm sorry. It's Sunday, you know? What do you want out of me? Horrified McDonald's customers watch naked man inject drugs into his testicles. Now there, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, where the heck did this happen? This is why you go to McDonald's, to see something new, see something fun. Because the McDonald's near my house, that I would expect to see somebody shooting drugs into their balls. I think this was in England. Which you don't, there you expect everybody to be very proper. Actually, they're so much better than us. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if that's, I don't know. Because they just start saying towns like I'm supposed to know what the fuck they're talking about. I'm guessing UK-ish, but I don't know. This is in English, so, and they're, I don't know what any of these places are. Maybe it's Australia. Liverpool. It's in Liverpool, which I hear is a rough and tumble place. But that's great. I mean, of course you're shocked, but I think that I would be pretty happy to be like, what happened? How was your day? Oh, let me tell you the best story about how I was at McDonald's and a naked guy came in and shot fucking heroin into his nutsack right in front of everybody. Fucking great. He didn't hurt anybody, it doesn't sound like. You know, it's like people like that, they give you a story. It's fantastic. That guy did everybody a favor. And you're at McDonald's, I mean, it's such a weird place. There's always like weird people in it. And, you know, even me, I'm a weird. When I'm in a McDonald's, it's like I'm by myself. It's late at night. I'm like, just like alone, scarfing down dollar menu items. Like, I'm just like this chubby, fucking shameful man eating food that's bad for me, in the cloak of night. At least this guy was like out in the open saying, here I am, look at me. I'm naked and I'm gonna, this is what I do. You guys are eating the McDonald's, that's your heroin. My heroin is heroin and I'm shooting it into my balls. How do you like them apples? All right, one more story and then we're done. Looking for maybe something Nice. That was nice. I like that story. This is frustrated business owner sets up live camera in high traffic drug area. Where is this at? Because welcome to Tweakersville. Sign set up, Tweakersville, USA, live stream. Fuck you. It's a pop-up. Like, took up the whole screen, and then you can't. But now I got out of it. Okay. To event. Everett business manager, wherever Everett is, wrote, "Welcome to Tweakersville," on the company sign and set up live stream camera. He calls Tweakersville USA to observe what he says are drug deals and prostitution. Camp across the street. It's in Washington State. This guy's a business owner. These people selling meth are also business owners. And so maybe I don't know what this guy, what does it say what this guy does? Owner of a high performance car repair shop. That doesn't sound as good as meth. Not that meth is good. Meth isn't good. I haven't done it, I mean, in a long time. I only did it like once or twice. But, what do people, I guess people aren't going to his car repair shop because there's like people buying meth across the street? Don't know. You know me, legalize meth. Legalize it all. Well, I mean, they make meth because they can't get good coke. Like meth you can just make. So it's like becomes like it became a thing. If you just legalized the real drugs, people wouldn't be fucking in a lab making up that horse shit. I'm not saying cocaine's the best thing for you, but popular. People fucking love it, and they are they're gonna keep doing it. So I'm gonna legalize that shit. Set up a cocaine store, and I think you'll get rid of meth. If you can get good, if you could get good coke in these weird areas where they, by the time the cocaine gets to Washington State, you know how like. Many times it's been through too many hands. It's getting stepped on every which way. It's getting cut here and it's a pain in the ass. They just make meth. Well, don't do any meth. That's what I say to the kids when I can. So whenever I go around to the middle schools talking to the kids, I say, don't do meth. They don't listen. They do it anyway. They say we're gonna do it anyway. I'm like, fine. All right. I don't know if I'm gonna get to upload this now or maybe I'm gonna try to do it now, but it might not go up till later. It might not go up till like later tonight or something. I don't fucking know. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.